Well, we always begin just where we are, just here, the body resting. Making any last adjustments that might allow the body to be more comfortable. There's a greater availability to the practice. And there might be some sense of intention for the practice, whether it's to simply be present or to rest, or whether there's something that wishes to be seen or felt or experienced. Listening for what may take the form of an intention. Feeling a little more deeply, perhaps, for what we might call the heart's deepest longing, that which is most important, more important than anything else, that which calls you, solicits you. No choice in the matter. We don't choose to love what we love. Just the sense of being drawn toward that which is most important. The feeling of yielding to that pull, letting yourself be taken. And as we explore different aspects of our embodied existence in the practice, it can be really helpful to have an inner resource, an inner sanctuary that allows us to explore ourselves from a place of safety, a place of security, inner sanctuary, helpful tool during the practice, but of course it's also very helpful in our everyday lives. Having the capacity to connect with a very visceral experience. Being absolutely okay. So we spend a little time in each practice constructing and developing whatever root in works for us. It may be that it's based on memory. Imagining, remembering yourself in some place where this feeling is accessible. It may be constructed just completely in imagination. It may not be so much a place, but a circumstance in the presence of a person or even deity. Living, dead person. person might be an experience, like listening to a piece of music or walking on a particular road. Whatever it is, utilizing all of the senses so it's as vivid as possible. What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you see? What do you hear? All of the senses in service of being able to experience in a very visceral way sense of ease, sense of releasing some of our guardedness, just being safe with ourselves, safe enough to turn our attention within. Just the feeling of the body, the feeling of the body here, resting, getting a sense of its shape, its form. Perhaps noticing where attention is spontaneously drawn, some part of the body that is wanting to be noticed and felt. And then we'll just rotate attention through the body. Move fairly quickly with each body part named. It's just sensing whatever is present in that region, whether the sensation is vibrant or dull, very accessible, very discreet. Our intention is not to try to replace one sensation with another sensation, but simply to feel what is present. Sensing the lips, just as they are, sensing the gums, the feeling of the teeth, upper and lower, sense of the roof of the mouth and the floor of the mouth, the feeling of the insides of the cheeks, the tongue, from the tip of the tongue all the way to the root of the tongue. A whole region of sensation called mouth, just as it is. Its aliveness, its radiance. From the hollow tubes of the inner ears, opening out like funnels to the outer ears, receiving sound. the feeling of the cheeks draped over the cheekbones. The touch of air in the nostrils. The eyes left and right, resting beneath the curtains of the eyelids. Forehead, the crown of the head, the back of the head, the feeling inside the skull, the sensation of the back of the neck. Whole region of sensation called head as one pulsating mass of energy. The feeling of the shoulders left and right, the upper arms, elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, the hands, the feeling of just the left hand, the palm of the left hand, the back of the left hand, each of the fingers. The left hand is a unique region of sensation. And then the right hand, the palm of the right hand, the back of the right hand, each of the fingers on the right hand, the whole right hand is a unique region of sensation. And just alternating back and forth, feeling the left hand, the feeling of the right hand, the feeling of the left hand, and the right hand, this feeling of hands, the vibrant aliveness of hands, of arms, the feeling of the torso, the upper chest and the upper back, the mid-back, the lower chest, the low back, belly, the whole pelvic region, the sexual and reproductive organs, the organs of elimination and digestion. The feeling of the hips and the buttocks, the upper legs, the knees, left and right, lower legs, ankles, feet. Whole body, feeling of the whole body from the tips of the toes, the tips of the fingers, to the crown of the head. The feeling of the whole front of the body, the back of the body, the left side, the right side, whole body, one radiant orb of sensation. Sense how it's breathed, breath coming and going. Breath after breath after breath. It's falling into the rhythmic cycling of breath, accompanying the inhalation all the way to its fulfillment, accompanying the exhalation all the way to its conclusion as it dissolves away. Breath after breath after breath. And just for the sake of exploration, of curiosity, sensing what it might be like to be quarantined, just sensing what arises. Perhaps it's a feeling of being isolated and alone, perhaps it's joyfully received as a time of uninterrupted contemplation. Perhaps there's emotions of anger or frustration or fear. Don't be limited by the words, just sensing this possibility of quarantine and what it feels like. How does it impact the body mind? Are there particular parts of the body that respond? Are there sensations that accompany this thought of quarantine? Perhaps there's some feeling of contraction or some sense of expansion. Maybe there's images. Maybe there's a memory. Simply opening to whatever arises with curiosity, without even needing to name or label what's present. Just this sense of possibility of quarantine, spending 2 weeks alone, without contact with others, inside. A sense of not knowing what might it be like. You're experiencing whatever arises. tool of the inner resource, the inner sanctuary. Capacity and just a single breath to be able to drop in to a very visceral sense of safety and security. Practice is one of just meeting and greeting whatever arises, whether that which is arising feels pleasant or frightening, be curious. Always sensing how the body is responding, using the body as a barometer. Sensing each nuance, each change in sensation. As perhaps a different thought appears or a different emotion. And feeling back to what might seem almost like an undercurrent. It's undercurrent of absolute equanimity, evenness, the feeling of everything being okay, just as it is. Sense of the perfection of the sun rising in the morning, and the sun setting in the evening. The simplicity, the simple joy of the birds singing in the morning. A breeze blowing through the limbs of the trees. This feeling of everything in its place. Everything welcomed. Just as it is, because it is. Consciousness in all its forms. This feeling of equanimity, this sense of perfection permeating the whole body. Every cell shimmering. Its perfect expression of its source. Nothing could be added, nothing could be taken away. Which would make it any more or less perfect. That which is just as it is. The source and all of its expressions. Perfect harmony. And perhaps the feeling of the heart's deepest longing expressing itself and released. And absorbed into its source. A feeling of equanimity or perfection. The different thoughts, beliefs, memories, the whole array of human emotions, the feeling of the breath, this breath, and this breath, all of the sensations of body, all of it. Everything just as it is. Perhaps the breath begins to deepen. Small movements return, wiggling of fingers or toes, perhaps the head turning a little from side to side. Experiencing this period of reorchestration. Taking all the time. As our practice of Yoga Nidra comes to a conclusion, but at the same time just carries on a slightly different form. throughout the day, throughout the night. A seamless cycling of perfection.